Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. Wow, we're almost done. How was your day? It's a little late today, but hey, better late than never, right? I know, I say that a lot, but it's okay. Seriously, how was your day? How was your Monday, and how was your Tuesday? Heading straight into a three-day weekend, Labor Day weekend here in the United States, so if you're gonna enjoy it, I know you're hustling to try to finish things out by Friday, so get the weekend started off on the right foot, and know that next week there'll be no Monday to face, and that's a good thing. But for the most part, here I'm doing that, just that, trying to get things under control to go into a nice three-day weekend and making sure staff is ready for it as well. Kind of an unwritten rule, and I don't know if it's your thing. Make sure that when those three-day weekends or four-day weekends pop up, like Thanksgiving, that no one comes into work. I understand. Sometimes there's things that are pushing, and they come into work the Saturday before or the Saturday after. But, you know, those three-day and four-day weekends are so few and far between that, well, you know what? Let's take advantage of it, even though, you know, we can pay the price on the other end or before. But for the most part, you know, hey, you do what you do, and you have to do. Unfortunately, this year, say Christmas, is going to be on a Sunday, the 25th of December. So it looks like it just might end up being a three-day weekend instead of a four-day weekend or longer. But hey, again, we make the best of it. So tell me, what is it like in your organization? Do you have three-day weekends? Three-day weekends, when they come along, are you allowed to come in and work? Or are you told, no, you stay home and enjoy the day? I'd like to know. Listen, everybody, my name is Dave Guerra. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, and this is the Daily Dave. Until tomorrow, I will talk to you later.